question I have for you is this. Are you a bigot? That's the headline of an article from news blogger Eamon Malley in a piece published yesterday. He says that a sizable portion of us here still see green and blue when it comes to the Olympics and who we cheer on. Put simply, Catholics support Team Ireland, Protestants support Team GB and NI. Is that true or is it too simple? 08459 555 678 or your text on 81771. For that, you can tweet me at William Crawley, all one word. Eamon Malley is on the line now. Eamon, how'd you come to that conclusion?
Well, let me say, I think you simplified what I said. I didn't quite put it as crudely as that because you knew I wouldn't. But let me say from the outset, I love the Olympics. I cannot believe how I'm espousing so many sports absolutely unknown to me, dressage, rowing, athletics in many ways. And here I am glued to the screen of all of these. I mean, educated, I love it. So it's very uplifting at this point in time.
I would have thought you were a natural dressage viewer.
Yeah, well, there you go. I love it. I like horses, and I don't want to get into this because somebody will accuse me of being elitist, and you know that would be out of
absolutely
order.
Absolutely not a chance.
But let me just explain to you, William, from where I'm coming. You know, on EamonMalley.com, there's a very big debate, a forum there with a big debate on reconciliation, the past, the future, where we're going. There are academics, journalists like Brian Rowan, Alex Kane, Harold Good.
All right, no more advertising.
All
get
right,
to the
yes,
point.
But they're all writing about the past, the present, and the future. Language, is there a common denominator among us, etc., etc. And I recall Mary McAleese saying, there's a sediment of sectarianism in us all if we come from here. Now, I noticed on the websites, on the social websites, etc., Facebook, etc., that I detected a lukewarm response to the success of the rowers from Coleraine. And I was a bit upset about that because that young lad, Alan Campbell, I just felt he was like Jesus with the crown of thorns when that race finished. And he said, I'm so sore. He felt he'd let everybody down. I felt so sorry for him. Now, I was a bit disappointed at the reaction of the Catholic nationalist community, so I went into that community to ask some questions. I asked some GAA people, and one guy said to me, nah, he says, our people wouldn't be interested in that. He said, Team GP, nah, it was Team Ireland who would be different. Now, I probed further, and that was not an uncommon view. I thought there was
it's not a scientific study
goodwill,
either.
William, from the politicians, the nationalist politicians towards the Coleraine rowers. So that triggered this whole thinking within me and challenging within me. Am I a bigot? Well, are we all bigots? What's going on here?
When you add political flags to sports, which is what you do in the Olympics, don't be surprised that you get into politics.
No. And you don't have to go to the Olympics. Just look at the rows which obtain here over Neil Lennon, over James McLean, who comes from here playing for the Irish Republic. But the big debate now is, how do we move out of this? How do we get to a point where the real preoccupation is performance and producing sports persons of caliber to take on the world? Like one of my Protestant friends, he said, like, we're one country, he said, with an invisible border, but we have no common identity when it comes to sport. Now, that same guy said to me, he lives in Tyrone, he said, I live a mile away from a GAA park, he said, GAA pitch, he said. But, he said, I am miles away, even though I'm just a mile away. He said, I don't know one GAA person with whom I could discuss GAA.
And we're getting some texts here, Eamon, that might actually give some support to your nonsense scientific Twitter study. I would never support Team GB. I'm Irish, is one text. Yes, I'm a bigot because the Troubles turned me into a bigot and thousands like me, says Alan. I agree with the last text. I have no support for anybody who opts to represent Ireland, says Jim. And on they go, people dividing on whether they're prepared to even support a boxer from Belfast, because he's in the Irish team. Liam Beckett, sporting man Liam Beckett, is there as well. Do you think it divides as simply as this, Liam?
Good morning, William. No, I would have a slightly different view to him. And yes, some of his points are valid, but being somebody who's been involved in sport all their life, can I say that I know when I played personally, you know, it never crossed my mind. All I was worried about my teammate was how he played on a bloody Saturday, not where he worshipped on a Sunday. That was the last thing on my mind. And to be honest, going back to the rowers, the current rowers that have done so well for us at the Olympics from Coleraine, I know loads of Catholic people down there. In fact, I couldn't even tell you what religion those rowers are, the Campbells and the Chambers. I don't know. But anyway, if they are Protestant, I know lots of Catholic people down there, saw them on TV, out supporting and welcoming the news that they had done so well. And, you know, for years, William, when this country was on its knees, particularly in the 70s, you know, sport continued to build bridges. When both communities were knocking lumps out of each other, when politicians were sat in different rooms and wouldn't speak to each other, sport continued to play on and build the bridges that are there today to keep the community together. And that's why I personally welcome the $3 million invested in boxing by the sports minister. I would just like to see some more being invested in the likes of road racing and football, the sports that I love. And I welcome all that. And to be honest, being involved in sport, and I mentioned those three sports, football, boxing and road racing, sectarianism and religion are never mentioned now in those sports.
But they pop up when people respond to those sports, as
we're
seeing today.
Well, we do live in a country
Geraldine,
that is divided.
Geraldine from Belfast, Texas, has to say there's been a lot of bigotry from some people on the programme this morning. I support Team GB and I support Team Ireland. Basically, some viewers, says Brian, some listeners want more coverage of somebody, some nobody from the south of England who wins the dressage rather than cover a boxer who lives a mile down the road from them. Colin's on the line from Portadown this morning. Hi, Colin.
Hi, good morning, William.
Go ahead, Colin.
Yeah. I don't know if
and thank you for getting my name right. I appreciate that.
Good man. Yeah. I don't support or want to see Team USA, Team China, Team Portugal win medals over Team GB. And in the same token, I don't want to see Team Ireland win medals over Team GB. Now, what's wrong with my opinion? Eamon seems to have a problem with it.
Eamon, do you have a problem with his opinion?
Sorry, say that again?
Eamon wasn't paying attention. Give it to him again, Colin.
Eamon, hi. Eamon, yes, I don't want to see Team China, Team USA, Team Portugal win medals over Team GB. And I don't want to see Team Ireland win medals over Team GB. Now, that's a perfectly valid
opinion. Nothing sectarian about that. Eamon?
I have no problem with Team GB. There's great excitement.
He's just a big Team GB
supporter. We just love the sport. You know, that's what we're at.
Colin, I don't think anybody could call that position that you have sectarian. I don't think anybody reasonably could, because what you're saying is this is the team I follow. This is the team I really want to see win. I want them to get more goals than anybody else. Nothing wrong with that position at all. It's the other kinds of positions where when Ireland are playing at all, for example, you're against them because they're Irish. Not because you're supporting some other team, but because they're Irish. Now, that's a sectarian position. If you're against a team because of their nationality, not because you support your own team, but because you're against their nationality.
I don't think you can accuse anyone of doing that.
No, I'm not accusing you at all of doing
that. No, not me. But,
absolutely,
but generally, I don't think you can say every Northern Ireland Unionist Protestant hates the Irish.
Certainly not.
Football
of course
team.
Not. Of course not. And I don't think Eamon's saying that either.
Not
that,
at
his
all.
Position's much more nuanced than that. He's saying that these kinds of politicised games can bring something out on people that we need to check in ourselves from time to time.
Yes, fair enough. But I think the BBC are at fault here. Because without a doubt, they have been pushing the Irish team this week. Without a doubt. I think I can say that.
You mean on the boxing?
Yes, on the boxing.
Well, I mean, they're the most successful boxing of all time, practically, aren't they?
Well, they've got a few bronze medals.
The rowing's been covered. Have you been watching the gymnastics?
It's the British Broadcasting Corporation, not the Irish Broadcasting Corporation.
William, may I come in here?
These guys are from Belfast. Colin, what should we do?
They're from Belfast, yeah, but they're representing another country. If they're representing France...
They're not allowed to represent Team GB.
Yeah, I can never understand that.
That's the rule. That's not their choice.
Yeah, but you know, you're speaking from someone who actually boxed, amateur boxing in the 70s. Not very good. But
well, these guys
we
can compete.
For Britain.
They can compete for Northern Ireland in the Commonwealth Games, mm-hmm. but they cannot be part of the Team GB.
Well, Northern Ireland is a part of GB, so I think that has to be looked at.
Thank you, Colin. George is there as well. Hi, George.
Morning. How you doing, William?
Doing very well.
I've become from the Irish perspective. I'd be supporting them because either way, they're from Belfast. You know, Paddy Barnes lives less than a mile away from me, and. On the programme 4 years ago, Stephen Nolan was interviewing his father from Beijing, and I went on and spoke to his father. I'm wasting well.
You're from Shankill, aren't you, George?
Yes. When he came home, I stopped wee Paddy and Rosa Panna Drive in Ardoyne, and told him he'd do well in the next Olympics to stick at it. I mean, this £3 million, I can see where people's coming from. I can understand some people from the unionist community's feeling this morning. But, I mean, this £3 million is not going to go directly into nationalist stroke Republican areas. You know, it's going to be equally divided out among
the areas.
It's
going to go into sport. Exactly. It's going to go into boxing.
And everybody's going to benefit from it. You know,
do you think, George, do you think that people up and down the Shankill give a damn about whether Paddy's in Team Ireland?
Well, you see,
or do they care more about the fact that he's a Belfast guy who's going for gold?
Well, any sportsman in the Shankill, and there's a lot of them, will support Paddy simply because it's a sport and he's a Belfast boxer. As Jim Neely told us earlier on, and knew this anyway, that he can't box for Team GB, and he has to go with the way the rules are in the Boxing Federation, he has to box for Ireland, as did Wayne McCulloch.
That's right.
You know, but he shows his colours and he shows where religion crosses the divide in sport when him and the other guy both box for Northern Ireland under the Ulster flag in the Commonwealth Games and probably will do so in Glasgow here in 2 years. You know, so that brings a side out of them where they're sportsmen, where they're only looking to fight for their sport and don't care what flag they're fighting under. And if it's the case of say Paddy or the other guy coming up against a GB fighter and the thing, then it's a win-win situation for everybody here, because at the end of the day, no matter what way you look at it, the medal's coming back to the UK.
Thanks for that. George Thomas is there as well from Belfast. Hi, Thomas.
How you doing? Stephen William Crawley.
Do you box by any chance? Because you might be in the studio anytime soon.
Sort of on the same lines as George. I was actually getting it from nationalists last night because I'd said, well done to Northern Ireland's Paddy Barnes, another medal coming back to the RV country, and well done to Team Ireland as a whole for another medal. And basically, at the end of the day, these guys are from Northern Ireland. They live here. They get funding from here. They fight on the Commonwealth Games under Northern Ireland. So it shouldn't matter if they're fighting for Team Ireland or Team GB. I mean, they have to be supported. I mean, as I explained, I think some people maybe didn't realise, William, that they actually couldn't fight for Team GB and I. And well, the mates akin to the Scottish guy, maybe from India, who lives in Glasgow and goes and fights for India. If he comes back to Glasgow, should Glasgow not be celebrating his thing because he's not competing for Team GB and I. And I find I'm from a loyalist community as well. I have no problem supporting people from Northern Ireland fighting for anybody, because boxing does cross a divide. But I find it's more from the other side. The Team GB and I seems to be harder to accept from nationalists, because it seems to be that I don't think it's bigotry as such, and I don't think it's because if you support the one team or the other. Like, you watching Team Ireland last night, you said about flags. They're waving their flags because they're supporting their team. They're not shooting up the IRA or chucking RLA or something at people. And it's the same on the Northern Ireland side. If we're waving the Northern Ireland flag, it's not because you're a bigot or because you're proud of your country and you're supporting your country.
Let me read this text out. I'm a Catholic, but I support Team GB and have done from the very start. I don't think it's fair to tar everybody with the same brush, but saying that I would support the Belfast Boxers regardless of what team they play for, they come from here. I'm very proud of them.
Well, that's it, William. At the end of the day, if they're from here, they're not making a political decision to fight for Ireland. Because they already fight for Northern Ireland under the Commonwealth Games. It's not a political decision. And I don't think this sort of sectarianism or bigotry should be coming in. There's nothing wrong with somebody. If somebody's supported Team GB and I right through the Olympics and they all of a sudden they come up against a boxer from Team Ireland, there's nothing wrong with supporting the Team GB and I if that's the only reason that you're supporting them, because you're supporting your team no matter who they play.
Eamon, is any of this adding to or taking away from your thesis?
Oh, I think there's a combination of views there. The one thing I would challenge is the suggestion that the BBC has been in some sense partisan. I think the BBC coverage, both on television and radio locally, has been outstanding. Joel Taggart and Jim Neely and Winka Watson, the coverage from the Olympics has been absolutely outstanding, very balanced, very fair. I would challenge those allegations and charges that the BBC's abusive in any sense on that front. No, I think that there's a big debate here. That's what we're at the moment in terms of our evolution. And I'm encouraged by the tone of the debate this morning. It's quite balanced, and there are contrary points of view. But that's what this is about. That's the whole nature of that programme. And fair enough, that I can live with that.
Supporting Team Ireland, says John and Lurgan, does not mean bigotry. Ireland is my country, but people will be most enthusiastic when relating to their team and their country. That's perfectly normal. Is the problem that the funding is from a Sinn Féin minister? Is the question that John's asking. Eamon, you want to comment on that?
Yes, well, interestingly, my Protestant friend last night, whom I sounded out on this whole thing, you know, like definitely Carla McCullen, who has, I think, been quite balanced. I listened to her on the radio quite regularly, and she paid tribute again last night, rowing to glory. She spoke of the guys from Corinne rowing to glory, and she congratulated the boxers. But he said, this particular guy said to me, like he listened to her at Stormont, speaking about the British Queen, he said. She sounded like Ceausescu. Now, you see, so there's a certain perception of how Carl McCullen is coming across. So that we're into language here, and this is part of what we're about. Is there a commonality of language to which everybody can relate? That's the big debate of which we're part of now.
Thanks, Eamon. Final word on this one from Sydney. Hi, Sydney. You're in Belfast today.
That's right, yes. I'm just saying about the... there's no trouble with the people who play rugby for Ulster, and in a fortnight's time, they're playing rugby for Ireland. So, like, what should be a difference between when they're boxing?
Yep. There's only trouble if you want to find trouble sometimes. Isn't that right, Sydney?
That's right, yes. And I'm saying about just one thing before you close up. This thing about the Protestants and Catholics. The only time these people see the inside of a church or chapel is when somebody dies or somebody's getting married. So, like, religion doesn't really come into it.
It's more of a kind of cultural identity for a lot of people, isn't it?
That's right. That's really what it is.
Thanks, Sydney. Appreciate your call this morning. And thanks to Liam and Eamon as well for getting us going on what the sports, what the boxing, what the Olympics in general say about us and our reactions to some of these differences. When you add flags to sport, of course, it can be a pretty potent mix.